This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Saley, welcoming you back to the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz after the news at the top of the hour. We hope you enjoyed the first hour and induce you to stick around for the second hour. We've got some great more swing sounds ahead of us. I'm going to continue with my salute to the Woody Herman Big Band, and we're working our way chronologically into the Woody Herman Second Herd, which was in existence from fall of 47 through 49. And one of the more important players in that band was trumpet man Shorty Rogers, who did a lot of the writing and arranging for that group. And after the second big band broke up, he stayed out on the West Coast and kind of founded that West Coast sound. And so we're going to listen to a swinger by Shorty called Keeper of the Flame. Second Herd on a Capitol LP or 78 RPM at the time, transferred over, of course, to a CD, cut in December of 1948. And there was a little swinger called Keeper of the Flame, done by one of the more talented members of the trumpet section, Shorty Rogers.
I'm going to feature a trumpet of Chet Baker from a CD entitled Baby Breeze, and he's backed up by a bunch of artists that are unknown to me, but the name of the song he's going to play is I Wish You Love.
Thank you.
we slowed things down for a little while. That was Chet Baker doing I Wish You Love.
I'm going to continue with some something from the Woody Herman second herd, which is, I know is advised previously, it was called the Four Brothers Band because of Zoot Sims, Stan Getz, Herbie Stewart, later Al Cohen, and Serge Sarloff in the sax section. Here's an opportunity to listen to the Herman Herd live. This is an air check from the Commodore Hotel in 1948. This is really kind of a rare track. And we're going to listen to another version of the Four Brothers by Jimmy Dufry, but this is a longer track, and they get a chance to blow a little bit more than the restricted sound on a 78 RPM. Let's listen to the second Herd do Four Brothers again.
We go with a bit more of the old woodchopper's wood, along with the voice of Marianne McCall, which is anything but wooden.
There was one of those standard announcers that did those late night shows, was full of gas and didn't know too much about the music.
But
yeah, I think so. Anyway, that was live from the Commodore Hotel, late night radio show out of New York City. And that was another version of the Four Brothers, but that was kind of interesting because it was a longer cut.
I want to play something from the band that, at least for part of his career, backed up Johnny Carson. Tommy Newsom and his jazz TV All-Stars, featuring him on sax, Connie Condoli on trumpet, Snooky Young on trumpet, Ross Tompkins piano, Dave Stone bass, and Ed Shaughnessy drums, doing a tune entitled So Danko Samba. So Danco Samba featuring Tommy Newsom and his TV Jazz Stars.
Well, in 1949, Woody Herman couldn't take it anymore with that second herd. It would just wore him out. And so he disbanded again after disbanding the first herd in 46. And then, you know what he would do? He was such a good singer that when he got tired of leading the big band or he kind of ran out of money, he'd go out to Vegas and book himself as a singer. And he'd sing out there in one of the hotels for 4 or 5 weeks and he'd move on to some other project. So he was quite a talented guy. And so now, after the second herd, I think we all lost count of how many herds he had. It was the third herd, the fourth herd, the fifth herd. Nobody really knew which herd they were listening to after a while. But I'm going to do something. I think this is probably the end of the second herd. This is cut 1957. This is just a gig. You know, it's at the, where was this one? I think this was at the Laguna Ballroom in Salt Lake City. And but they're doing Horace Silver's, you hear kind of an updated band here. They're doing Horace Silver's composition, Opus de Funk. Thank you. Herman live from the Electricians Hall, a gig in Miami, Florida, in March 8th of 1957, doing Horace Silver's classic bop composition, Opus Defunct.
Roy Hargrove and Antonio Hart did two CDs while they were in Japan, and this one's entitled The Tokyo Sessions, featuring Hargrove on trumpet and Antonio Hart on alto sax, and the rhythm section is made up of all Japanese, and I can't pronounce their names, but the tune they're going to play is But Not For Me.
Thank you.
kind of an upbeat version of But Not For Me, featuring Roy Hargrove and Antonio Hart.
I'm going to do something now by the Woody Herman Orchestra. This would be the end of the third herd, or maybe the start of the fourth herd. It all kind of blended together after a while. This is a march of 57, another track from the Electricians Hall in Miami in March of 1957. And the highest paid musician in the band was trombone player Bill Harris, who was in the first herd and the second herd, and then he retired down to Florida. I think he did a little bit of DJ work and just did weekend gigs, and finally Woody Herman coaxed him back into the third herd. And this is a gorgeous ballad rendition of a tune that was made famous by Billie Holiday, by Bill Harris, called Gloomy Sunday.
Thank you.
That was Woody Herman's third herd or fourth herd live at just a regular gig, a one-nighter on the road. Somebody decided to record it and put it out on CD. It was just another night on the road at the Electrician's Hall in Miami, Florida in March of 1957. And it was a gorgeous version of Woody by Bill Harris on trombone of a song called Gloomy Sunday.
You've heard us talk about Al Cohen all night in different groups, etc. He has a CD out called Overtures, and it features him on tenor sax, his son Joe on guitar, Hank Jones piano, George Duvier on bass. And the name of the tune is Woody's Lament. That was Al Cohen doing Woody's Lament.
Here's another track that was cut live at a typical one-nighter on the road at the Lagoon Ballroom in Salt Lake City in July of 1956 by the Woody Herman Herd. And this is a swinger called Captain Ahab, which was written and arranged by Manny Album. That was the Woody Herman Big Band live from the Lagoon in Salt Lake City in July of 1956, doing a mini-album arrangement and composition called Captain Ahab.
I'm going to finish out tonight's show, The Feeling of Jazz. I ask that you join us next Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. to hear more good sounds. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. I'm going to end this with a CD entitled The Sidemen, and it really lists a lot of people that we, at least I don't know who they are. Gene Krupa is the only leader to this band that I recognize. The name of the tune is Rockin' Chair.